Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So we'll shift focus here for a moment. I want to welcome the program director of an organization called Street Soccer USA to the program. Rob Kahn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Rob's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's here to talk about an event and a movement and a story that you may not have heard of. This Sunday in Paris, men and women from across the globe will meet in that city to compete in the 9th Homeless World Cup Games, and they play a form of soccer that is a little different from the soccer that you may have seen. Rob Kahn, first of all, give me the sense of the rules of the game here, and then we'll talk about the participants.
Sure, yeah. Street soccer is a 4v4 game. So there's three field players and a goalkeeper. It's played on the size of a tennis court, and it has walls around it. It has about 12 feet wide goals, and they're 4 feet tall. So it's really exciting, lots of goals. It's a different style of soccer. And these events that we're playing in, the Homeless World Cup, is usually played in the center city of whatever city is hosting. So it's spectator-friendly and kind of a new twist on the game of soccer.
And this is a global championship for a game that's played by homeless people all around the world. And the event itself is meant to celebrate or commemorate or focus attention on the 100 million estimated homeless people in the world. Who gets to participate?
Yes, these are folks that are part of social service agencies around the world who are connected to their agency, and through that there are sports programs that they're engaged in at the local level. So here in the United States, Street Soccer USA partners with local service providers, whether it's a soup kitchen or a drug rehabilitation center, or it is a transitional shelter. And we implement a soccer curriculum that's very basic, that teaches and transfers job and life skills through sports. And so we participate and take the U.S. team to the Homeless World Cup, and there's 48 other men's programs that are there and 16 women's programs. So it's actually an amazingly large international event that brings together these countries.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, we're talking with Rob Kahn, who's the National Program Director of Street Soccer USA. And as Rob just mentioned, the goal of the World Championship is not simply to score goals. Listen to this.
From street to pitch, homeless to hero, the power to change. 64 nations competing for glory in Paris, France, this August. Experience the best street football the world has ever seen. Paris 2011 Homeless World Cup.
So that's a real commercial from the games that take place this month. Rob, on Sunday. Rob, how is the game part of this power to change or mission to change people who are struggling on the streets around the world?
Sure. When you are in a homeless situation, oftentimes you're isolated and pushed to the margins of society, and you don't have that support structure that is there in most people's lives. And so what we do is we build that community back in people's lives and surround them with people that care about them and can help them achieve their goals. And so all players who are part of the program, Street Soccer USA, on the local level, are setting goals with their coaches and their case managers, and then they're being held accountable to the goals they set. And we see that they're successful when they have a group of people that are there two, three times a week who are there, who want to see them achieve those goals and can provide them that support structure that's not always there for folks.
Can I ask you a naive question, Rob? A lot of our listeners may have this question. I mean, literally, are you talking about folks who are homeless, but then they are flown over to Paris, stay in hotels, compete, and then come back to shelters in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, what we do is we have these folks who are competing or participating in our programs on the local level. It's a and then we have a national event once a year where all of the Street Soccer USA teams compete against each other. Washington, D.C. is where we had our event this past June. And we meet with our program directors at the various locations around the country, And they recommend players in their program who have used the program to their advantage. And oftentimes, the folks who we bring to the Homeless World Cup are folks who've taken tremendous steps in their life, and this is a culmination of a year's worth of work. And many of them have moved into housing or on their way back into housing by the time they're getting ready for this event.
And success in life is also part of the success on the court. So who's the world power in street soccer?
It varies from year to year because this is, a social project, and it depends on who the folks are working with at that particular year. But, a lot of the traditional European nations, Italy, Germany's, Brazil's from South America traditionally have great teams. But there's also some non-traditional soccer powerhouses over there that end up having pretty talented teams.
And before we go, Rob Kahn, who's an American standout star in street soccer?
Well, all of our players, we feel are stars because they really stood up and said, hey, homelessness is the situation I'm in, but it's not the situation that defines me. And they've all overcome a lot to be where they are today. We're super proud of them. We do have a female. Her name is Mel Lopez from New York, part of our Help USA program, who's an exceptional standout who's going to be playing goalkeeper. But really, like I said, we have 16 people, 8 men and 8 women, who are going to go to Paris and really challenge people's stereotypes and perceptions of what the homeless are capable of and who they really are.
Well, Rob, it all takes place on Sunday, the 2011 Street Soccer Championship, the Homeless Soccer World Cup, taking place in Paris. 16 Americans are part of the competitors from all over the world, and you'll be able to get the play-by-play on Sunday at streetsoccerusa.org. You'll be live blogging it, is that right?
We live blogging, yeah. We'll have updates on our men's and women's program. So please, for the listeners who are interested, we'd love to have you check it out.
All right.
Do what we're doing.
We'll do it. Good luck. Rob Kahn is the National Program Director of Street Soccer USA.